B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I took a lot of heat for this. Highly underrated. It was very, very rated well.
Oh.
I just haven't heard it in a while. Yeah. This might just have to stick with us now, though. You know? We got 1 o'clock song on a Monday. That can get you feeling good on a Monday. Yeah? Mondays are slow.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
We weren't together Friday.
Right.
Tell me your thoughts on Cam Newton and the things he said on Friday.
I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah?
Yeah. I said this to Hardy, too. I said, that's the Cam that I needed to hear. Now, obviously, I think they got to him. He seemed a little bit neutered. But he talked with control. He talked about the philosophy of the offense. Talked about wanting to compete. You go back and you compete each and every year, even though he was handed everything from day one prior. You know, and you're the guy, you're the franchise, you're being paid like it. He sounded like the other guys in the room with him. He was contrite, seemed humble. It did not seem like the Cam we've seen on the videos that he pumped out. Now, that's for different causes and effects, too. You know, he is cocky. He's got some swagger to him. You listen to all these guys talk like Edelman talked today, and he referred to the amount of energy he brings. He carried that. He's got some swagger to him. But I thought that was a really good first press conference for him. That was good. He was really good. That's what I wanted to hear from him from day one. Now, it's not only his fault. It's not his fault. You know, you don't get a lot from them down there. Now you're starting to get some stuff from guys. And I thought all three guys talked long, and it was good to hear from Hoyer, to hear from Stidham, and to hear from him. They're all different, but it seemed like they're all on the same page. And you know, guys like Wynn and all them, and you know, the defensive guys talking about how Hoyer and Stidham have welcomed him in. I kind of chuckled on Stidham's yeah, I was really excited down in Texas when I heard Cam got signed. You know, I was excited to work with him. They weren't excited. One guy plays. You hate when they bring somebody in, somebody that's got some cachet. Somebody's like, ooh, it's Cam Newton. It's not like, hey, we picked up Brian Lewerke.
So you told me through text that you thought Cam was like a different guy. That
yeah,
the Patriots sort of got to him.
They got to him.
How do you think that went? How does that go? How does that go? What's that sound like?
I think it's – no, I don't know this for fact, but I would assume –
no, just –
It's not straight from Bill, but I think it would be from Josh and Bearsh, Bill's personal assistant. Like, hey, you know, we don't talk about A, B, C, and D. We do talk about, you know, F, G, H, and I. And here's, you know, you give him some examples. And I think also PR would work with him, someone that, Stacy and his crew. And just be careful what you say here. I mean, we do things a certain way here.
Okay, what about...
He sounded like... It was Brady-esque. Sounded like Brady. You know,
Cam Newton sort of indicated, when he gave his answer about having the entire preseason to get right, did you have any concerns about that?
Yeah, question. What did that mean? Was it entire preseason to get completely 100% healthy, or entire preseason to get caught up to speed with the playbook and the understanding of everything? It's like a combination of things for me. Now, what's the timetable they gave you then, right? Because we're not going to see much of them, right? I mean, practices are closed. But they're gonna do some blitz stuff and try and get together, I think, to give themselves a look. That's how you got to make decisions, right? You got to put them in pressure situations and practice and stuff. You know, without preseason games, that's tough to do. But he said, I'm fully cleared, right? I'm healthy. As of right now, I am healthy. I'm good to go. Good to go. Shoulders good. Feet are good. Everything's good. That's good. I thought he was good. I mean, we're going to sit here and critique his videos. I think it's fair that when he's good, compliment him for being really good and understanding. It's going to be a little different here.
So if you missed this part, Cam Newton, the part that I just asked Zoe about was him talking about having time. Here it is.
The season's not here yet, you know, so I do still have time. And, you know, working with the training staff here and as well as, you know, having all the outlets, you know, at your disposal to get better and to, you know, be as confident as be, you know, come opening day or when the team may need you, you know, I think that's the most important thing. You know, as far as how I feel right now, I feel amazing. Feel great. Probably not any different than any other person that's in that locker room right now. So I'm extremely optimistic about that. But yet through it all, you know, it's just, you know, putting yourself in the position to be in the best shape and have your body in the best possible situation, you know, when you actually need it.
Greg Bedard did follow up, by the way, and said, just so you're being clear, you're okay now? And he said, yeah, I'm good to go.
Yes, sir. So, good to go. Yeah. Yes. Glad you brought this part of it up, because my first thing, going back to that as I hear it again, and I thought at that time when he was speaking, he mentioned other outlets you have. Is he going to TB12?
That's what I thought.
I thought right away TB12. And I
so
know,
what if he is?
No, I mean, because I know Hoyer's in it. Hoyer's like 100% TB12 guy now. Like, he's doing the diet and everything. Like, he's immersed in it. And I wonder if he got it in there, and also maybe Tom. And I wonder if they're okay with guys going there now that Tom's gone. Because they know the guys like it there. You go there, you feel good, you get your therapy and everything, you know. It's better than running around the mall, going to the movies. Well, can't go to the movies, but, you know, sitting at home drinking, playing video games, sitting on the couch, being lazy. Go there and get work done. He's talking about other outlets. So working with the trainers and other outlets.
But he's talking like a guy who's on a rehab while also saying, yeah, no, I'm totally fine.
It does. Like, well, you get here too, and I think they may be poking and prodding him too. Because you got to study him and understand his health when you take on the player. There's history there. You could read about it, know the injuries that he had, but let's take a look at your shoulder. Let's get another MRI on your shoulder. What can we do to help strengthen your shoulder? How's your foot? That foot injury. Do we need to do any rehab on it? That tells me he's putting in extra time rehab-wise. Yeah. Maybe coming in early, getting the massage, maybe getting the ice, the stim on the legs, the cold tubs, all that stuff. You know, the wear down after throwing. He is still young, though. He's still at a young age. Vegan, whole vegan lifestyle now. It's all different. It's all different for him.
Joe is in Billerica. He's been hanging on. Thank you, Joe. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So, Vito called in right as you were hitting on the Red Sox and how, you know, it was an overwhelming consensus that, you know, the team was going to be bad, but now it was to the point where it was unwatchable. But just a couple of the stats, like you hit on, their run differential is -7, with Benintendi hitting .056. .056.
Yes.
You could have Tim Tebow in that lineup, and he would hit better than .056.
He might,
Devers and Martinez, 175 and 196, and you add the pitching of like a mixed bag of randoms, and they're only -7.
Yeah, disaster.
Against the Yankees, too. So
not bad.
I think they just have a watchable product, you know, overall, given the fact that the league is kind of atrocious and everyone's kind of 500, and you add the extra playoff spot. So I think, you know, it's a watchable product now. I'm not going to say they're going to win the World Series, but, the fight's there. Mitch Moreland hitting home runs left and right. And Verdugo, that kid hustles every single play, no matter what. And like Zoe said, I think he is literally the energy or the attitude that the team needs. That's where I'll leave it. Thank you very much.
All right, Joe.
He's the only one.
Joe's a believer.
He's the only one in the person.
No, he said it's a watchable product.
Joe's a believer.
Which is a far cry from they've got a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's a believer.
Absolutely watchable product. Thank you for playing. I'm watching it.
What the Beatles say?
I don't think they're going to win anything.
I said the team had become offensive, that they were like offending.
No, even back before that, you said don't be great.
Bad they were.
You said don't be great, just be 8.
Yeah, that's what I said at the start.
Yeah.
Kind of there. Well, they're not 8 yet.
Right.
They still have a lot of work to do to get to 8.
Maybe that's their goal. Let's
or maintain
eight.
A pace that could keep them at 8.
Right.
617-779-0985. The Celtics, their weekend. The Bruins being lifeless. The Red Sox coming back to life. NFL restart. College football cancellations. all of this in the mix. We'll get to your calls on all of it. We got open lines. You want to grab one? Do it right now.
Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, I don't know what this means, but a Big Ten spokesman said a couple of minutes ago to Nicole Auerbach at the Athletic, no vote has been held by our presidents and chancellors. I don't know if that means that the vote was maybe taken by ADs that has been reported, the 12-2 vote, with the two dissenting votes being Iowa and Nebraska, I believe. But a Big Ten spokesman just said, no vote has been held by our presidents and chancellors.
Well, who would have to vote on that?
I think presidents and chancellors are the answer, but that doesn't mean that the ADs are probably not going to make the call.
So you're like saying
the ADs may
chance.
Have taken a 12-2 vote and have passed those votes and ideas on to the presidents and chancellors that will then agree with them. But what is that? What a mess.
Yeah,
now, this is where I can agree with Ian Rappaport. College football is all over the place.
Yeah.
Stunning lack of leadership. That part does hold up. But talking about the NFL season like it's, you know, going to be a smashing success and won't have any issues. Come on. Everybody's having issues right now. 617-779-0985. Nick in Norton on the Celtics. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to bring a quick point. Like, does this bother you a little bit? Does it concern you? I mean, these past few games, like, I feel like going forward, our bench isn't deep enough. I mean, you got Ojale in there. He's all right. But you saw against the Heat, like, I feel like if we face teams like the Heat in the playoffs, we're gonna get killed. I mean,
because of the bench?
Honestly, not just the bench, but also, like, I was going to bring up Tyson, our big man. Like, I feel like, I mean, Cantor's okay and Tyson's good. I know they're good. They're okay on D, but you saw them getting, like tore up by Bam Adebayo.
Oh, I don't know that they are okay on D. By the way, Nick,
Cantor's good on D.
I don't know that I would say that about either of those guys you mentioned.
Yeah.
So, no, that's their weakness. That's the Celtics' weakness.
I think because they lost to Miami and the fact Miami didn't have Jimmy Butler. Maybe that's part of it. Yeah, but if you play the way you did Friday and Sunday and you build off that, you should be able to beat a team like Miami.
But seriously, the size of Philadelphia is not what it was
right.
with the Simmons injury. That's a plus. What are you eating over there?
We got delivery today.
Yeah.
That is Sports Hub.
Contain
himself.
I mean, I love it. Love it, love it. But I can contain myself. I open my bag.
You do have an open bag on your desk right now.
Right, but I'm not eating it in the middle of the show.
Right, so I was trying to eat it and hide the bag behind his monitor.
Do we know who sent it to us, by the way?
I don't. I think I do. I got to look.
People, just a pallet of the smart food popcorn with the crunch berries.
I got to look. He emailed me and told me about it.
Where's Derek, that freak? He hasn't called in a while.
But once again, I'm not eating it while we're on the air. It's all I can do to not eat it, but I'm not going
that
to.
That picture of you really look like a sick man in that. Like, you look demented.
Randy.
He's got that look.
Thank you, Randy. Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
Randy.
Randy. Sorry.
Just stop. Just put it away where you can't reach it.
I put it over there.
No, well obviously you still reach it.
Do you know how many people have bought the Smart Food Crunch Berries since, what, Wednesday of last week? Tuesday?
Yeah, my wife.
I mean, it's crazy.
All the people reaching out.
But you've seen the tweets.
Yes.
The tweets coming our way.
Yes.
People going to the store and buying it and taking pictures of it.
Yes.
Power of the show.
Where's Derek?
Derek.
The berries.
I see you, Bunny Wabbit. Little Bunny Wabbit, I will hug him and pet
T-Bone,
him
give
and
me a just the berries.
Just the berries.
Just the berries.
Just the berries.
The name's not Derek. Tilly. Just the berries. Jake in Boston. All right, Jake.
Hey.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday, boys, and it was a very happy birthday to one backup quarterback this weekend.
Which one?
Jared Stidham. Do we know what Kennedy Stidham did for Jared? You want to hear? Two measly Instagram stories and then a fake one that was supposed to be from the dog that she wrote anyway.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you serious?
Does Bra have his own Instagram yet, Jake?
He does not. You know who does have their own Instagrams, though? Your favorite little bag boy, CJ Mattis's new little dog, has his own Instagram now, the Chappy Dog.
Shut up.
A lot of stuff to find out there, including the fact that Chappy says spending a decent amount of time at Gillette Stadium being dropped off by the girlfriend.
Do you know Mattis?
I don't know Mattis.
Okay.
He just irks the living bejesus out of me because he's one of these lax bros who has no specific football points on his resume outside of lacrosse.
Yeah, he works his ass off for them, though. They love him in there. He's a good dude. Good dude.
Come on. If you want to know what Kennedy thinks of her husband,
yep.
Compare what Kennedy does on Jared's birthday to the 500-word post that we get from Giselle about Tom.
Oh, Mia Moore, yeah.
When Giselle posts about Tom, it's usually very like even-keeled. It has nothing to do with football. Kennedy's last post with Jared was very much about year two. Here's Jared. I'm so excited for him. It's all about football. It's all about football. And I want to touch on the Bruins, guys.
Yes.
Who have yet to lead in a game since that PR fiasco, the photoshopping logo. And I know you guys don't think it matters, but when you're telling players what they can and can't do, can and can't wear, can and can't say, it's not about the three games of getting our feet wet. Like, I get that Brad Marchand has a 2-year-old daughter and that Marchand's head may not be in the right place. But you know what? When you tell them they can't even fight back against a beta male reporter like Matt Porter, you think they're ready?
You've already made that point, Jake. You've already made that one. You're repeating yourself. No, but did you watch Nick Ritchie and Andre Kasha yesterday?
Yeah, I mean...
That's the key, man.
Well, that all their hopes hinge on the combination of those two guys they traded for. It, yeah.
So he thinks the social media stuff though plays in. Jake has made that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it a big enough thing that it's impacted the team?
No.
I just don't know if it's big enough. You know, if they're distracted by something, it might be 10% of it, but it's not the thing.
Just as you're watching the development of a player and how a guy handles things, it's just something to watch, something to keep an eye on.
Marchand told Porter to go bleep himself, and it's like, how many times a day do you think Marchand tells someone to F off? Probably 20.
Six before breakfast.
Right. Right. You think that's going to keep him, you know, mentally?
It's enough to where it's on the radar. Like, I'm telling you, it's a checks and balance. You take names. You take little notes of who writes what about you, and you don't forget that crap.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's why he responded so quickly. You're the problem. That's why you're the problem. There's been words there. But I don't think he wakes up I got to go kill Matt Porter. No.
You think it's making him not be able to put the puck in the net?
Nope.
Is that what's causing the issues on the first line?
But the T-Bone's hot take from that started the show, you know, that first period is going to tell you everything tomorrow night.
It's not a bad take.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Red Sox announcement a few short minutes ago.
Yep.
Ryan Brazier is the opener tonight. How do we feel about that?
That's your guy.
Brazzers?
Giving the ball to Brazzers out of the gate.
Lights out.
Not good.
Lights out.
Get him out of the way early. Let him blow up early.
Just as we thought, hey, they're becoming a watchable product, right? They're not totally insulting. Then that happens.
6-10, they're sucking again. You go ahead and just write the logo up for the paper tomorrow morning right now.
Here's another one from you from the Twitterverse. Donald Trump has retweeted Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence putting out the image, the hashtag we want to play.
Right.
Right. Donald Trump saying the student athletes have been working too hard for their season to be canceled. Hashtag we want to play.
Well, that will change the mind of the chancellors and presidents of universities and those in academia. Oh, we didn't know the president was on the side of playing. Can I change my vote?
Does that help or hurt the cause? We'll see. Also, they're just getting a lot of updates, a lot of sports things here. Yeah. Pastrnak and Rask are unfit to participate today.
Not available at practice.
By the way, the playoffs start for the Bruins tomorrow night. I know that I don't know anything hockey.
No.
I know that I'm an idiot and I don't know anything. That's fine.
It's real hockey.
Baby. I mean, I don't know hockey like many of our
real
listeners. That's
tomorrow.
Fine.
Real hockey tomorrow.
But I don't know. I'd say Pastrnak and Rask being unfit to participate today might be bad news for tomorrow, though Cassidy did go on to say he expects them to be back tomorrow.
Could be rest.
Expects.
Guys, go home, get your rest, keep your feet up. Tomorrow's the real day, baby.
Unfit to play. Well, they
turn you suckers loose tomorrow.
What's Pastrnak done to prove that he has been fit to play?
You would say, who are your three most important players?
I would done say, anything.
I would say two of those guys that you just mentioned are on that list of three.
Another Cassidy quote, I believe we will be completely healthy for game one. He's got a belief. But as of today, no go.
Does Tuukka licking doorknobs on the fourth floor, whatever hotel they're on? Wouldn't put it past him.
Tickles Tuukka.
Tickles. Get squirt skin.
All right. We're not doing that.
Anything else?
No.
He's done. Headlines.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
You got your headline sponsor.
Yeah, I'm all set.
All right.
Okay, very good. 617-779-0985. Today's takeaway is coming up at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Szolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What?
Big day on the Cape.
What happened?
Mayflower just went through the canal.
Oh, I saw that.
Big restoration down in Connecticut, like $11.2 million. It was at a Mass Maritime yesterday.
We came up the canal today, I saw.
Had the sails up and went right under the bridges. You should see the boats and the people lined up all up and down the canal.
That was supposed to be a huge thing this summer. Like the... I mean,
that's pretty cool seeing
this. Were
like, it was supposed to be an event, and now it couldn't be an event.
I mean, huge multiple events. I mean, this was a massive, massive undertaking and promotional thing. I mean, this you were going to be hearing about it, seeing about it. You were going to be attending things, and obviously it didn't happen.
You ever been on the Mayflower, so?
Not ever been on the Mayflower.
Hardy?
Have I ever been on the Mayflower?
Well, the Mayflower 2.
Oh, no.
Perfect replica.
The one that's going through the canal today?
Yeah. See, there were I think the one had couple of, rock there may have been like a couple of different ones. There was one that was recently restored, and then there maybe separate ones. I'm not sure. I know
don't confuse it with the Constitution now.
No, I'm not.
And Pilgrims on it.
Pilgrims. Buckles.
Mayflower 2.
Buckles.
A lot of cornucopias on that.
Well, when you go on it, so when you go on the boat, there the actors are, I don't know if they're called actors. I don't know what they want to be called.
Right.
The performers, they don't break character.
Right. They're like the weirdos down at King Richard's Fair.
Like, I give you a club of thee.
They will not break character. Right. No matter what it is you ask them,
yes.
They don't break.
Interesting.
What did you try asking them?
What language did pilgrims speak? Like what? Like
Pilgrimese.
Oh.
Pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Right.
How was your pilgrimage?
I just remember everyone on the like the field trip as a kid asking them where the bathroom was.
Right.
And they would not answer because they didn't understand what the phrase bathroom meant.
So they just not answer or did they?
They acted confused. Right. Like they had no idea what you were talking about.
Oh, you mean bath? Or we take a bath?
They didn't know what it meant.
Who came up with the idea? I would ask who came up with the idea to stuff the turkey with stuffing. That's brilliant. Like somebody came up with that. Mashed potatoes gravy. cranberries. I wonder if they got the cranberries from the cranberry bogs that were already there in Onset and all that. After they discovered America. It's crazy.
What's crazy?
It's all crazy. Good day on the Cape.
So they didn't break. They don't break character for anything.
Cape Cod. No, nothing.
Welcome, native people, to what is now our land. We shall infect you with our diseases your bodies have not yet seen.
That's my question. Like, what didn't they break? Like, what was the verbiage back and forth? Like, who made you put buckles on your shoes, and why don't you tie your shoes? Like, I would
say, what? Interesting question for a native. I will kill you now.
Stop it.
What? I mean, if they're really reenacting.
Yeah. You had like them guns. They had to pack the powder down in there with the round bullet. You know that metal.
I don't know what weapons they were using. We're talking late 1400s, right?
Bow and arrow.
No, 1600s. Columbus was 1400s.
Mm-hmm. 1620.
Of course.
Joe Haggerty.
How soon we forget?
Joe Haggerty has a tweet, by the way, on the Bruins. Ready for this? Want a Bruins update?
Sure.
Pretty sure Brad Marchand just called the round robin games, quote, the preseason.
Nice.
Quote, it really doesn't mean anything.
I like it.
Hey. Those are preseason games. Let's call it what it is. Okay. Really? Let me ask you something. Were you calling it that 2 weeks ago?
Right. Like, did Cassidy sound pissed that they lost the number one seed?
I'd feel better about it if you said this 2 weeks ago and not after they went 0-3.
Yeah, why'd the coach call disappointing they lost the number one seed? Like, he sounded pissed about that. Boy, they better come out like gangbusters tomorrow night or they're going to be called frauds.
First period, though?
Well, I mean, I'm glad Tebow put that on it because that's time stamps it for me. If they're getting their ass kicked first 20 minutes, I'm not worth watching after that.
First half of the first period, you should be able to tell.
Okay.
He said first shift earlier.
He's kind of backtracking now.
Well, no, I think he's realizing there was a bit of hyperbole.
Nothing wrong
with
a little hyperbole around here.
No. We made our bones on
it. No one's going to be more pissed about the Bruins losing than T-Bone when it happens.
Yeah. I would agree with
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Among us? Yes.
Yeah, among us.
Yeah.
Zone, I don't know any hockey.
Right. I mean, we're not the hockey show.
So,
you know, we're probably like last on the list, like when Johnson and Beersy want to bang out.
What are Zoe and I going to do? Shrug our shoulders and then go, you know, watch training camp practice or something?
I'm just going to say it.
Cam Newton, bro.
Put me in Gillette. Let's go.
Cam Newton.
Oh, I love the old days.
I'll watch the terrible Red Sox every night, and the Celtics will be on their way to the Eastern
Celtics
Conference
are fun.
Finals.
They're fun to watch.
They're rolling right now. Celtics are clicking.
Yep. I'm going to have my eyes on the Kasha and the Richie kid tomorrow night, though. I'll tell you that. Those two. Everything hinges on that.
Well,
those are the money players, though. I don't know if you know that.
Those are the guys
that you really want to... You jump on their back, boys.
Email from Paul in the car.
That's what Troop would say. Jump,
oh, did you?
Yes. Climb on their back, boys.
Right.
Kasha and Richie going to bring you to the promised land.
Credit Troop for that, yep.
Long email explaining himself. And,
he's been calling here all day. He's pissed off.
He must listen a lot.
I don't think he likes his
batter hockey.
He said he shouldn't have started off his call with such a harsh statement that you guys don't know anything about hockey. It's true.
I mean, it's true.
But it's not a good foundation on which to start any conversation.
I actually like
this
guy.
So for that, I apologize.
I actually like this email.
I kind of respect it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good email.
You know what I respect? That he hears every single second of the program and he doesn't turn the channel. I dig that.
This is like one of those emails where you see it pop up during the show and you say, I don't have time for this.
Right.
I'll read it later.
It's all right.
It's an obsessed man is what it is.
No, he's not obsessed, but he wants to continue the conversation. I appreciate that.
I just
Paul.
Appreciate that he wants to give us this content today.
I'll get back.
If he wants to call and rip us every day, I don't mind. Yeah. Paul back tomorrow.
He woke my ass up.
10 a.m. tomorrow. Let's do it again. What do you say? You know the number. I know you're listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Yep. Tomorrow, we're getting ready for a playoff game tomorrow night.
That's what Marchand said. It all starts tomorrow.
I need Paul again tomorrow. Yeah. I need that guy to call us back. I don't care if he calls us every day with that take. It's a take.
And make us all look like fools starting tomorrow
night. My only request is please don't call driving down the highway with the windows down.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right. Well, you don't like that.
Better audio, please.
Yes. You don't like that?
No, it's not. It's not about really us. I just know how bad that sounds for the listeners who are in their car.
It's really the a-hole.
Driving down the road. We're like, this is harsh on the ears. I don't want to hear this.
It's the moonroof. It's the a-hole that drives.
I'm telling you, when
roof.
I listen to Felger and Maz and I hear a call like that, it makes me change the station. Yeah. It does.
That Dakota has a good line, huh?
Oh, the best.
What is that?
I don't know. He's
got to have one of those conference cell phones. Yeah, he's got to have one of those conference desk phones.
I picture Dakota to be like a day trader. Like, you know, long-time day trader, not new to the game.
Right.
Sitting there with the, you know, the terminals.
Yeah. Like, he's made his money. Like, I'm gonna get into dabbling.
What are you doing?
No,
I'm just sitting here looking at my Bloomberg terminal and about to execute a couple of trades.
Yeah, I envision him even more old school than that. I imagine him with the ticker tape and, like, the bubble glass over it. And he just checks it.
Yeah, what do they check on that? What are they always checking on that? Like, scratch, rip, tear? What is that?
Well, that's the stock prices. That's how they used to get them. They constantly feed on the ticker tape.
What's Dunder Mifflin at right now?
What about Suck It?
I got a text from my friend Rich, who Zoe knows.
Oh.
Certainly?
No, not Rich Certainly. Another Rich. Who said, same at Plymouth Plantation with the, I'm going to change this to Native Americans. They don't break character.
What Richie
write? I kept asking them if they saw the game last night and also what their favorite TV show was, and I couldn't get an answer out of them.
That's not exactly tripping him up.
As a kid, what's your favorite TV show? Just asking them questions so they wouldn't break.
What's your favorite TV show? Where do you guys sleep at night? What shows do you watch? Yeah.
All of that.
Do you guys like corned beef hash? What do you eat for breakfast? Yeah, pilgrim food. Yeah.
Pilgrim food.
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
You guys eat turkey every day? Is that your...
So is that your thing?
You guys like, what do you
guys... Hey, tell me, you guys. Are you guys in or out on green bean casserole?
Do you wake up every day and it's like Groundhog Day and you think it's Thanksgiving Day every day?
All right. You won't break character. Fine. Mini marshmallows on the sweet potato casserole. Yes or no?
Yay or nay?
I'll keep it within the confines.
See, I'm intrigued by this because this is like those guys that guard the London. Hello, you know, the guards at the big
thing. Sure, yeah. And
they had me running in front of them. And I was
you like gravy on your
stuff,
mashed potatoes?
Trying to get them to blink. And they don't blink. They're pretty good at it.
When did you do this?
When we went over early with Kostowski prior to one of those London games.
So like a few years ago.
Oh, they had me on.
You're like one of the 7-year-olds trying to get the.
They had me on an upper decker bus, and I'm yelling, screaming at people. Hello, would you like to? Where's the Beatles?
Today's takeaways.
I did the Beatle walk right there on Abbey Road.
Yeah.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways on a Monday, brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're looking forward to those in-person consultations, you are in luck. All stores, all 6 locations, taking new clients, and you could go in to get your weekly test done. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
What do we got today?
Probably the beginning of the show.
A hockey talk?
Well, we can't
hockey
fly.
Talk.
We flew on hockey.
What do we have? Paul.
You guys don't know much about hockey.
Thanks.
I know you've heard that before.
Right.
What do these seeding games mean?
Okay,
do they mean anything?
In terms of seeding, you gotta put your window up or something there.
when you're the best team all
I'll
year.
I'll gladly talk about something else. And Paul, that's what really Paul wants to do.
But seriously, regardless of your sport.
I don't need to talk about your suckbag team that's 0-3 all day. Eric and Winthrop. Hi, Eric.
Hey, welcome to the hockey show, Eric. How you doing?
Yeah, so your hockey knowledge sucks.
Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. The reason I called.
Yeah.
Okay, I forget the reason I called.
Oh! Wait.
Hockey!
Paul back on the line. Paul, right. What happened to your hockey team from 5 months ago? Explain that to us, hockey god.
I'll mansplain it for you. The seeding means nothing. Did you watch, when I watched the game, the last game, what I watched was Kasha and Richie. Those two guys are going to be key in the middle six of our lineup. Mm. So, A, they were just set. Did you watch how they played?
Yes, I think the team's success for the postseason hinges on Brett Ritchie and Andre Kasha. Paul, let me ask you something. You said the seeding doesn't mean anything. Were they trying to win any of those games?
Yeah, but they couldn't.
Okay. So maybe you don't know anything about sports.
Zing.
Wow.
Deep into the song.
Got a lot of heated there. A little bit heated, did it not? Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
This is, of course, the start of the playoffs now. It all gets going again tomorrow night.
Real hockey.
Real hockey. Mm. You know who Carolina's goalie is, of course. How this got brought up today. We get to bring this back from last year.
Oh.
We get to bring back all our Jason Mraz stuff.
We're not doing these goofy.
That all makes a comeback.
We're not doing these goal videos again, right? That was a last year thing, right? Are we?
Oh, the ending gets me.
It's
every time.
Every time. Every time. So yeah, T-Bone, you doing your goal videos?
It's a lot of work.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think that was a last year thing, and it didn't work out too well.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's true, they did
lose.
You're
right about that.
T-Bone just doesn't have a good feeling about how this is heading.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think maybe tomorrow night.
Tom doesn't want to invest anything in it, yeah.
If they play well in the first shift tomorrow night, maybe you'll think about doing goal videos.
You could tell the waiter's standing for the national anthem and Oh Canada.
You know that T-Bone could surprise us, too.
Well, here's what I think, T-Bone. I think...
remember how we did it, and then the Bruins were like, wow, this is good, and they tried to do their own?
Then other shows tried to do it the exact same thing.
I think if the Bruins score the first goal tomorrow night, you should do a video. Have one ready.
Deal.
Okay?
All right. Cool. All right, this other thing is Zoe doing an impression today, which is a mix of Marshall Hook and Dan Lifshatz.
Lifshatz. One over the weekend. It's good numbers coming in. We need this one. And again, they better pick this Rice one for the vice president. Can't. I'm going to win so much money when they pick her.
Give me a combination of Hook and Lifshatz, so.
Don't. I can't really do that.
No, because they suffer and suck at that.
Suffer and suck at that there, Tweety Bird. I thought. Please. Over
and under. It's not ready.
It's not ready.
It's not ready for your Netflix special. You got to workshop that out of town a little bit. Some clubs.
Yeah.
Get that thing finely tuned.
Yeah.
We'll do our best to get ready for a Bruins playoff game tomorrow.
We'll try.
I hope the Bruins are doing the same. We'll be back at 10. Felger Mads on re-entry Monday.
That's right.
Re-entry Monday is coming up right now. Stay tuned for that.
See you, everybody.
Have a great rest of your day. Paul, call us tomorrow, bud. We will speak to you then.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub Headlines.
Reports coming in from the Detroit Free Press that the Big Ten voted to cancel the 2020 season and will formally announce that decision tomorrow. Now there are other reports saying that university presidents and or chancellors were not involved in any vote. So who actually voted? Will that announcement be made tomorrow? Remains to be seen. Other reports, though, Dan Patrick saying that it was, in fact, the president's took the vote, and it was a 12-2 vote in, to cancel. Only Iowa and Nebraska voted against canceling the Big Ten football season. Still unclear as to whether or not they're going to try and play in the spring. Celtics over the Magic, 122-119, 31 points for Gordon Hayward in the win. They will play the Grizzlies tomorrow night. Bruins still winless. They lost to the Capitals 2-1 yesterday. That finishes off the round-robin seeding games. Playoffs begin tomorrow. They get Carolina in the first round. Red Sox took 2 of 3 from the Blue Jays over the weekend. They're now 6-9 on the season. They stay home to play the 1st of 4 against the Rays tonight. Colin Morikawa is your first golf major winner of 2020. A final round 64. He finishes at 13 under par. 2 strokes better than Paul Casey and Dustin Johnson. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180. If you're trying to lose the weight you put on in the last few months and realized it's harder to take off than it was to put on, it doesn't have to be. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines at Jim Murray in 30 minutes.
Boston Sports Cover, coming and going. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Monday, August 10th. We got Maz and Big Jim in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I'm in the remote A-hole chair coming to you from parts unknown. Felger Maz is brought to you by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston, also brought to you by DraftKings. This being a Monday, it's a re-entry Monday, brought to you by our friends at East Boston Savings Bank. Hi, Anthony.
Could you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.